Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, look on the bright side. At least we're not starting hour number two with the first segment of yesterday's show. That's a step in the right direction. Great to have you along. Hello, howdy, greetings, welcome, salutations, and my last day, alohas to you as we get underway with the Tuesday edition. Second hour, and as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here's how you join me and be a part of the conversation. Just give me a call. Use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. And my email address, bob@1063word.com. It's flattering that a bunch of my radio cohorts have been calling in to the program. Jim Bohannon earlier yesterday, Shorty from B93.7, and I understand now that the Stone Man is on the line as well. Stoney, how in the heck are you?
Well, when I first heard you doing the repeat of the other day's show, I thought you said to hell with it. And you said, I'm just going down to Aruba right now.
The thought had crossed my mind, but that isn't actually what happened. It was the radio gods giving me the we're number one salute on my last day.
Well, you are number one, my friend, and you and I have known each other for, God knows, upwards of 15, 16 years.
Yeah.
And last time I saw you in the building, you were pretty much a long hair. You had longer hair than I've got.
You know, the backstory on that is that on a Throwback Thursday, Moneypenny and Annie stumbled across a picture. You remember in the old days of Top 40 Radio, they put out a printed music survey every week?
Right.
And they have a picture of a different DJ on there each week. And they found one from 13Q in Pittsburgh in, I guess it was 74, 75, and I had fairly long hair then. And so naturally, this incentivized the gals, the Bobettes, and they said,
oh, yeah.
Ooh, you ought to grow your hair long again like it was then, and we can compare it. And then, of course, the Chinese flu came along, and that incentivized me to go ahead and do it. And so here we are, and my hair now probably is every bit as long as it was then, which is weird.
Well, I tell you, man, you've been around the building for as many years that I've been there, and we are going to miss you, and just some of the great stories that some of them are true, we are going to miss completely. And I tell you, you've not only brought some great stories to some of my shows on Classic Rock 101.1, but I tell you, you've been a pretty much of a beacon of light for all of us other fellow broadcasters that have been in the business for a long time, and you've kept us sane. And I tell you, when I first met you, you were at the helm of 106.3, the oldie station.
That's right.
You know, and Mark Hendricks brought you on for that one. And he told me about, yeah, he was hiring a guy named Bob McClain. He used to be down at CNN, and he's a weather guy. And I said, oh, crap, a weather guy's going to run a news talk station? What the hell?
Yeah, this is all we need. Know? Right, yeah. Well, it's funny, Stoney, because you give me the perfect lead-in. Moneypenny, do you have the Bobby Mack mixdown tape there? You've given me the perfect lead-in, Stoney, because as you well know, When you find yourself, as we say, between engagements, you put together an audition tape and you send it out to everybody that you know, and you hope that somebody will take a flyer and hire you. And our mutual friend, Mark Hendricks, who you go all the way back to the days in Iowa with.
20 plus years, yeah.
Yeah, who is a great guy and a brilliant radio guy. And so I put the tape together and I sent it out, and this guy calls me. Hey, this is Mark Hendricks. I'm in Greenville, South Carolina, and I'd like to talk to you about coming down to work for the station here. This is, of course, when 106.3 was oldies, as you said. So thank you for the kind words, Stoney, and for the friendship and fellowship over the years. You guys have been terrific to work with. And I'm going to have Moneypenny roll the audition tape that I actually sent to Mark when I got hired here. So God bless to you and your family.
Best to you and your wife. Merry Christmas. I know my wife and your wife have a history.
Yep.
And I just wanted to say I love you to death. Love to you and your wife. Merry Christmas. And roll the tape, Moneypenny.
Hello, howdy, greetings, welcome, salutations.
No, that's the wrong tape, Moneypenny.
And next to last day, alohas. Moneypenny, that's the wrong tape. God.
Greetings, my fellow Americans. This is your president. It has come to my attention that my favorite radio guy, Bob McLean, is currently between gigs. Like a mouthful of dry pretzel. That's kind of hard to swallow. Bob is the funniest guy I know. He definitely has a gift for comedy. I guess you would call it a gag gift. Anyway, I encourage you to put Bob on your team. Unlike me, he can chew pretzels and watch TV at the same time. Viagra con Doritos.
7:27, and you know, of course, what time that is.
Now, it's time for Breaking News.
Oh, yes, sir.
The news you never knew and never knew you needed to know. Coming round the corner and up your block. Whee! It's Breaking News. Here now, the Dean of Memphis Reporters, Dean Memphis.
Thank you very little. Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Good South and all the barges on the mighty Mississippi.
Uh-huh.
Let's go to press this Monday morning.
All right.
The hunt for a giant catfish which ate a dog is attracting crowds of anglers.
Well, you know, the dog looked like a worm, a big night crawler. I swear it did.
The head of a German fishing club says he has dozens of volunteers willing to fish around the clock to catch it.
Wow.
It grabbed a dachshund puppy, which was swimming in a lake in Moen.
Wait a minute. I've got it.
It was in Moen. Mönchengladbach.
All right.
Mönchengladbach.
Very one right there.
Holy cow. Mm. Poor puppy.
Hi, this is Rick Dees from Memphis, of course.
Yeah, right.
And I'd like to say that Bob McLean is a personal friend of mine.
Well, thanks, Rick.
A man who does an amazing radio show.
Oh, shucks.
And is really a legend. I'd like to, but I can't.
You want to get him out of here?
Celebrity hotline ringing this morning. Checking caller ID here. Oh, this is kind of unusual. This is a local call here.
Good morning there, Bob. It's me, Councilman Ricky Pete.
Hey, good morning, sir. Always happy to hear from someone who has a house on a street named McLean.
Yeah. You're not going to start in with this house business, are you? I'm telling you, I'm clean, man. Even when I was in prison, I didn't hang around with a bad crowd.
That's good to hear. Speaking of bad crowds, is that part of the reason you bought that house to change neighborhoods?
That's right. Yeah, in my old neighborhood, crime was getting so bad.
Mm-hmm.
The crosswalk sign said, mug and don't mug.
That is pretty bad. So what is it then? I mean, is the commercial appeal just out to get you, like Barbara Holt said?
That's right. The day the paper has something nice to say about me is the day I play golf in the Ronald Reagan Invitational in Watts.
Yeah. That could be a while, yeah. Councilman, seriously, though, don't you think this whole deal just kind of makes people think that politics is just, you know, full of graft and corruption?
Well, remember that old saying, Bob, the old politicians never die. They just steal away. Gotta go.
1 minute now before 6 in the morning. Mayor Bob McLean along on Tuesday with 60. 60 degrees on Beale Street and a high today of only 82.
Somebody help me. Oldies 95.7 rolling on the river this morning with Proud Mary. Yeah, well, she had a lot to be proud of, you know.
Is blooming.
I bet it is. It's 6:52, 8 minutes now before 7 o'clock. Kicking off Monday in another work week with Bob McClain in the awning. And time now, ladies and gentlemen, for Obituaries of the Air. Nishiki Okimoto passed away yesterday at the age of 75. He was one of the primary engineers who developed the original video cassette recorder, or VCR. Funeral services will be held tomorrow at 12.
Hello, everyone. This is Tom Brokaw with NBC Nightly News. Coming up tonight, air personality Bob McClain today declared himself a free agent. This sent shockwaves throughout the radio industry, mainly because it's normally athletes who declare themselves free agents, not DJs. In any event, analyst Sam McClain is well known for his groundbreaking achievements. Oh, wait, I'm sorry, that's wind-breaking achievements. I apologize for the confusion. I'm Tom Brokaw. I'll see you later tonight. Oh, my.
So, believe it or not, that is the sampling of my work that got me hired originally here in November of 2002. And kudos, by the way, a shout out to, my great friend, Fred Bug, B-U-G-G, down in Florida. He is the guy that did my character voices. He was the one doing, George W. Bush, and he was also the one doing Tom Brokaw. He's great, terrific, voice actor. So there we go. A little flashback for you. Thanks for the call, Stoney, and the good wishes. God bless. 17 after 4 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Be right back.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Temps. Little Motown Christmas for you this afternoon. Temptations, of course. 4:23 here on the Bobby Mac Show. I'm going to have an opportunity, I guess, somewhere to catch up with all the text messages. I like this one, though. Bob, I've listened to WORD ever since it was converted into a talk station. I owe you an apology. When you first started at Word, I told you I didn't think you would last 1 year. Well, you proved me wrong. Congratulations on your longevity and retirement. Hopefully, if I live long enough, I will try to retire as well. Your faithful listener, Cliff. Very kind. Cliff, thank you. Kathy is in Greenville and is next up here on the Bobby Mac Last Edition. Hello, Kathy. Great to have you here.
Thank you. You're always so cordial. I just wanted to give a quick call and thank you for using your great talent for the use of others. We really have grown to depend on you, and I'm sure that as much as we will miss you, you'll spend many good days on the greens, and your baby doll Brenda will be happy to have you home more. But I look forward to the days that you will be filling in for your colleagues. You really... I've been here for 16 years, and many days you were an anchor of hope. And especially the last 4 years, with all we've gone through in these crazy times, you certainly have been a true anchor of reasoning here in this area and throughout the United States. People listen to you all over. You know, it's just you've been a real asset, and I hope that you know, you will definitely find some time to come back to touch base with all your listeners. You'll be missed.
Many thanks, Kathy. Thank you, Kathy. I appreciate that very much. And yeah, you know, and one of the things that I've been thinking about is other outside projects that I'll be able to be involved in and do, and looking forward to that as well. To my stomping grounds of Taylor's and Deanna, who is next up. Hi, Deanna. Welcome to the show.
Hi, welcome. I am, well, first of all, I just want to tell you that I'm privileged to speak with you on your last day.
It's my pleasure.
Yes. Anyways, after all that I've listened to, it's like I don't even really want to talk about the stimulus bill now, but I did have a few points and I guess questions that I wanted just to lay it out and then have your response to it.
Sure, go right ahead.
Okay, first of all, regarding everything I've heard today about it, the details, first of all, Trump has to sign this, no, or he vetoes it, one or the other, right?
I'm sorry, I didn't quite catch what you said.
I'm sorry. Trump either signs this off or he vetoes it. Correct?
Oh, yes. Yes, that is correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so he's just as much to blame then for everybody, then, you know, as far as everybody else. He's just as bad.
And he has said that he was never going to sign another one of these, so we'll see.
I really hope he doesn't. But anyways, one thing I heard today was about illegal aliens and their families being able to get not only this check, but it's also retroactive with the $1,200 as well. Well, my question is also, if they are illegal aliens, then how does the government have all their information to give them the money?
Well,
it sounds like they just stand in a line and it's just given to them.
Yeah, fair question. And the other aspect of that question is, so people who have broken our laws, our immigration laws, to come here illegally get treated better than American citizens?
Right.
Right. What's wrong with this picture? Jeez. There's just so much wrong with this bill. It's another Christmas tree with a bunch of Pelosi and Schumer gifts to all the lobbyists hanging off it.
Correct. But it floors me that if they're illegal, how does the government have all their information to be able to give them this? I'm just really curious to know how they plan on doing this. And then the other thing is, if we just goes back to the fact that we, the American people, a average person, does not have any control on what happens in Congress.
Correct.
And we are floored, we are upset, and it doesn't really matter. And it's almost like, well, we're in a socialized situation already.
Yeah, right.
We don't have any say so.
Right, and they certainly are trying to extend that, expand the boundaries of that even further and further. It's depressing, but we're going to have to push back, and the kind of pushback that needs to be done is the kind that consists of, for instance, 10 million people showing up in Washington. I thank you for the call, Deanna. Candace Owens on Facebook today. It's pretty incredible to consider that right now governments are like, in order to keep you safe, We need to impoverish you, imprison you, force mask and vaccinate you, plus separate you from your family. And there are millions of people out there that are just like, okay. This too must change. 4:30 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Little Annie is ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side. We will be reviewing some of the best of stuff that we have done over the years, including some of our quarantunes, that and more, still on the way here on Tuesday. But you're forgetting someone. Wait a second. Rudolph? Isn't that a Russian name? yeah. My favorite communist balladeer right there, Burl Ives. 4:38, 22 before 5 here on the Bobby Mac Show. In on the text line. Bobby, there are no words to describe how much you have meant to all of us out here in radio listening land. Please know that you will be remembered fondly by each and every one of us, and although we will miss you greatly, we know that your retirement will be a joyful experience for you, which is the most important. Please know that I will forever answer the proverbial question, how are you, with your reply of, so far, so good. Good luck to you, my friend. Thank you. Appreciate that. Let's go to Landrum next and bring in David here in the Bobby Mac Final Edition on this Tuesday. Hi, David, and welcome.
How you doing, Bobby?
So far, so good.
That's what I want to hear. I want to congratulate you on your retirement and tell you I wish you the best of luck in all you do, and good luck at your golf game, and enjoy your year with your baby doll, Brenda.
Well, thank you very much, David. I appreciate that, and I hope you and your family have a Merry Christmas and that 2021 is a Happy New Year.
I wish you the same thing. Also, I'm a first-time caller, a long-time listener, a first-time caller.
Wow. Moneypenny, you have the cowbell handy there? There you go, David. A little first-time caller cowbell, because as you know, you can never have too much cowbell.
That's right. You never can have too much. Right? Just good luck in all you do.
Thank you, David. Appreciate it very much. Let's go to beautiful Traveler's Rest and bring in Christina here on the Bobby Mac Show, who is not a first-time caller and is a long-time listener. Hi, Christina.
Good afternoon. Thank you. And I wish you good luck. I have to say that the people in, as we swimmers say, your age bracket, which I am in, have to do one-upmanship and say, we're going to miss you more. I couldn't have put it more eloquently. If Kathy, I believe in Greenville, said, you have been an anchor of reasoning, and I am a longtime listener. So, and worried that Charlie James isn't old enough that he will have your unusually rich knowledge of rock and roll.
Well, maybe so, not. Maybe not. But the other side of that coin is that Charlie also spent a number of years in country music radio, so he can bring that area of expertise to the program, which is something that I was lacking. So there you go.
Oh, wow. Well, yeehaw. So then my last comment is, and again, I wish you all the luck, but my last comment is, you might as well not cut any of your golf games to 9 holes, and you might as well get started on your baby doll Brenda's honeydew list, because I learned on Rush Limbaugh today that evidently in that 5,600-page bill,
right,
there is a listing of prioritizing who gets the vaccines. And baby doll Brenda and you and I, we're all going to be way behind all of the workers in liquor stores.
Oh, geez.
They are slated in this bill to get the vaccine before us. So,
I thank you.
I have listened to you ever since I moved here, and at least a portion of every one of your weekday shows ever since I moved here.
Wow.
So, I thank you.
That's very flattering, Christina. And the wisdom of Washington is once again on full display, right?
Yes.
truly incredible. Thank you, Christina. I appreciate it very much. Yeah. Isn't it amazing? You know, they're going to prioritize who can get the vaccine. The other thing that is stunning to me about this, and you follow the news, you see what the propagandists are putting out there. So here we are. We've been locked down for, 9-10 months, quarantined for part of that time as well. Now, here comes the vaccine, okay? Hallelujah. Happy days are here again. We're all saved. There's a vaccine for the dreaded CCP flu. That's right. But hold everything. Because presto change-o, as soon as we develop the vaccine, what happens next? Right. The flu mutates, and guess what? It's even worse than the first one. Isn't it amazing how this happens? But, you know, even before the vaccine came along, we here on the Bobby Mack Show, with the assistance of the semi-professional players, already had something that would serve to help the population during this pandemic. It was a brand new drug, which the players named Pandemicil.
Get ready for the most important drug of 2020, Pandemicil. Pandemicil doesn't treat any of the issues from COVID-19, but it does bring relief to just about everything else. Warning, side effects include lethargy, depression, drowsiness, bankruptcy, enlarged butt cheeks, spontaneous combustion, bad breath in a mask, foot fungus, ordering from DoorDash, paralysis, anger, you may discover you married the wrong person, seizures, testicle erosion, detached retina from watching too much TikTok. Stop taking Pandemicil if you experience suicidal thoughts, or if you start wondering why you ever had children in the first place, loss of teeth, erectile dysfunction, wine addiction, beer addiction, pot addiction, Netflix addiction, complete disdain of Zoom meetings, anal leakage, may cause walking dogs in bathrobes. Other side effects include constipation, clubfoot, web feet, lockjaw, and brain damage. It's time to take control of your life. Like that's even possible. Don't even ask your doctor if Pandemicil is right for you. He'll just stick a swab up your nose and tell you to stay home. Pandemicil, once daily for a more tolerable, pathetic existence. It might kill you, but then again, it might not.
And would you know, as soon as Pandemicil comes out, then the virus would mutate again. You see how this replicates itself over and over again. 5:15 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Quick break here. Right back and more of your calls coming up here on the final edition of the Bobby Mack Show. Well, the final. Every day. Well, you know. See, after all these years of working with me, Moneypenny can actually hit the post using the sweeper leading into it.
Hey, I can do that before you, though.
So she claims. 4:51, 5:09 here in the Bobby Mack Show. Back to the phones we go as we cross the border into the Tar Heel State and welcome in Captain Fish. Hello, Cap. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Bob. It's been a long time, and I've listened to you here. I just couldn't believe my ears that Bob McLean ran out of words. How in the world could that happen?
Yeah, I know. It seems impossible.
I'm thinking, you're going to retire. You bottle up all these words and you'll probably explode.
Yeah, I guess Miss Megan is going to get an earful in the years ahead. You know, and she will look at me knowingly and go, "That's right, Daddy. You're right, Daddy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. Pelosi's no good. Schumer's no good." Mm-hmm.
Well, I just want you to know it's been a pleasure to be able to talk with you once in a while and to listen to you over the years. But I know what you're talking about. There comes a time when you just have to hang it up.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah, it arrives for everyone, doesn't it, Cap?
It does. But God bless. You're on the camp. You know, I've watched so many generations grow up, and some of them just got married or getting married. You know, and I said, you know, watching all these generations grow up and get married, and all gets old. literally.
Yeah, I know the feeling.
I just want to wish you Godspeed and just keep the faith, and somehow it'll all work out.
Yeah, you can count on that, Captain Fish, and I appreciate it. And thanks for your expertise in things aeronautical over the years, because I knew whenever we had a question revolving around aircraft that you could fill us in.
Well, I spent a lot of my life up there in there. But my hours all come to over 2 years. So, wow. It's been a major part of my life for many years. But I've enjoyed the camp here, and from that I'll never retire. You know. As long as I can keep going. So.
Absolutely. Thanks so much. Thanks so much, Captain Fish. I appreciate the kind words, and I hope you and yours have a Merry Christmas, and that 2021 turns out to be a great year for everybody. Sarah is next up. She is in Gurr, as we like to say. Hi, Sarah. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Bob. Thank you so much. I'm like everybody else. I just wanted to call and congratulate you on all your years. This radio station has been wonderful to listen to you and to talk with you. And we've all been able to share our thoughts. And so I just wanted to, tell you have a wonderful retirement and enjoy your time and be blessed and keep healthy and strong, you and Brenda, and have a wonderful new year and a very happy Christmas.
Sarah, thanks very much. I greatly appreciate it, and I hope you guys do too. And thanks for being there. I know I can't answer. Well, I'm going to go to work on all the text messages, and I'll eventually answer all of those. But all the callers, the ones that can't get through, should know that I greatly appreciate the love, the friendship, the fellowship, and the support that made the show successful, and I know we'll keep this time period successful as we go forward. So thanks very much for that. Appreciate it. Don, next up, Moneypenny? Yep, in Greenville. Hi, Don, and welcome to the show.
Oh, this is Governor Henry Metaxa.
Yes, Governor.
I'd like to congratulate you on your promotion at your school there, or some kind of chancellor.
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Whatever. I got the COVID, you know.
Yeah, how are you feeling these days?
I feel fine. I feel good. I just want to tell you what a big pain in my keister you have been over the past few years.
Well, it's been my pleasure, Governor.
And I hope this boy that you have hired without my approval.
Right, Charlie James, right.
Yes, I keep that in my list.
I'm certain you do.
You didn't vet him properly without my permission from my office.
Well, I apologize, Governor.
He can't be a chanticleer of no... Just good to talk to you. Fellow Tar Heel here, having a good year finally. And you bet. Godspeed, brother.
You too. Orange Bowl bound, Don. Let's go Heels.
Yes. I'm not a little shocked. In Ohio State, I mean, what's up with that?
Good question. Don, thank you for calling as a Governor Henry McTaxter. I want you to know, Don, it certainly made me feel butter. 5 o'clock Follies is on the way next.
We'll be right back.
baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.